I remember that I had finally just hit this wall and I was like, that's it. I'm done. I'm done filling myself with this stuff, this energy, these things that are no longer serving me. It's not serving my dreams or that gnawing feeling at my core that I'm missing something. Something about that specific rejection, that notice, that time was enough, but I didn't know where to start. First thing, I called my mom. I am convinced that our most untapped resource is the wisdom of our elders. She's lived through a lot, and also, she's hilarious. I know she'd set me straight and also give me that little boost of self-esteem that only a grandparent is capable of offering, especially when you're the favorite. There was a look in his eyes that made her second-guess herself. I only meant that it's okay, he mumbled. She started for the door and began to slide into her purple clogs. He got up and handed her a jacket. His assistance in her leaving was only further assurance that she'd overstayed her welcome again. Out on the stoop, she shuddered in the early spring air. Shadows began to loom and stretch past the planters on the stairs, and it made her sad, being up this early. Or this late, it always made her sad. It was that strange part of early morning where some psychopaths are already on their morning jog, but it's still too early to grab a coffee anywhere. Boy, she needed one. Nia quickly packed her fanny pack with the essentials. Flashlight, house keys, cell phone, and some mace. She probably wouldn't need the mace, but it was her first time going undercover and it made her feel safer. When she arrived at the school, she could see Caroline waiting in the wet lacrosse field and the moon was high. Caroline motioned for Nia to crouch down next to her. They waited in the field, silently, until they finally saw what they've been waiting for. A light flashed on in Dr. Cooper's office. A full-figured shadow made its way from the door to the bookcase behind his desk. It's him, whispered Nia. We've got to capture this. Caroline was shaking, and Nia wasn't sure if it was the wet field or something else. Did you bring your camera?